Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Barb Fisher. Good morning to you, Barb.
Good morning, Levon.
Barb, a lot of people will know that you live in Marnie. You've lived in the Cass County your whole life.
I have. I was born and raised on the Buckrick Road, which some people know, some people don't, but yeah, I'm sure your listeners do.
North of Atlantic, just a little
right
ways.
Right north of you Atlantic. Bet.
So, Barb, you are now with Angels Care Home Health out of Council Bluffs. Tell us the purpose, kind of basic mission.
Angels Care is Medicare certified home health. We're fairly new to the area, but what I'm finding is more and more my patients are my old neighbors and friends. And I have a real vested interest in this community. I want it to thrive. I want it to be healthy. And I can help them get better in their home physically. What I see when I go into their homes, however, is that a lot of them are isolated, whether it's because of a rural situation or because of an illness. And your mental health is a lot of what gets you well faster. And so I got kind of tied into the senior center in Atlantic, which is a wonderful social environment for pretty much anybody. There's a variety of activities that go on. What I provide there is community classrooms.
Okay, Barbara, just want to go back a minute and say, although Angels Care is located out of Council Bluffs, you're the local person here.
I'm the nurse.
So, yeah. Yes, not just the person, but a special person because you are a nurse.
Well, I'm a registered nurse, and I have been for 40 years.
Wow.
That dates me.
Yeah. Well, it also says you have a lot of life experience in addition to all the training, and I know you have to continue training. All of that education, you have all that life experience, and I don't think you can replace that with a classroom, actually. So, you are doing what you call community classrooms at the Senior Center. Let's talk about some of the topics that you have presented or you plan to present.
We have presented several of them. One of them coming up pretty current is understanding their Medicare options, because there's a lot of propaganda being mailed to everybody about pick this program, pick that program, and understanding standard Medicare versus an option to Medicare is extremely important when it comes to your benefits.
And there's open enrollment time coming up.
It's coming up.
Yeah, we're not quite there. But this would be the time to start looking at that information instead of waiting till the enrollment period.
Right.
So you're going to be talking about that. About how long do your presentations last?
They're about 20 minutes.
Okay, and then I know you're there to answer questions.
Absolutely.
Which is you lay the groundwork and then people can ask questions.
And I can take blood pressures.
That's important.
And if people have questions just about their medicines, sometimes they don't want to ask their doctors. They don't want to bother them. So they can bother me.
Yeah, you're there.
I'm there.
And hopefully people will see this, and we'll talk a bit more here about the Senior Center, but see that as a friendly environment. It's not like going to the doctor or going to the medical center or going to the hospital where, yeah, you're already kind of under some stress because you have to go there. Senior Center is a very welcoming place.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So what are some of the kinds of things in addition to these community classrooms that you're holding? Oh, and do you have a date for one coming up?
Well, I kind of base that on the Senior Center. And when they get a group going, we usually do it on a Thursday.
Okay.
Most often the third Thursday. But, you know, I can come down pretty much. I, with my patient load, am in Atlantic and the area Tuesdays and Thursdays, generally. Other than that, I'm in the outlying communities.
Okay.
So I'm pretty flexible.
Okay.
If there's an interest, I'll do it.
So, you know, you started giving me this big sell job, so to speak, on the Senior Center, just in case some people maybe haven't been there for a while. Some people have never been there. Maybe there's somebody new to the community. What do you see as the Senior Center and the welcoming part of it?
I just see it as a way for people to socialize. They have great meals. There's a hot meal there Tuesday through Friday at noon. If you're 60 or over, it's $3.50. Anybody can come and eat. If you're under 60, they ask for $6.50. The menu is posted in the Atlantic News Telegraph, And it's also down at the center. The center's at 411 Walnut. And
what are the hours of the center?
They're open 9 to 4.
Okay.
And they have movies available. They have puzzles. There's some avid card players. They would always like some more people to challenge them.
And that's a really nice room where they have the card table set up. And, it always looks comfortable to me that, it would be a nice place to be able to get together and play cards. Plus, of course, the big dining room where they serve the meals.
Or if you want a separate room, they have a couple of separate rooms if you want your own, organization to meet there. You would just need to contact the center, and they have one quilting party that comes. They would love to have more people involved.
Okay. And I think if you want to rent it, and some of those, you have to contact City Hall for some of that. But just walk in during these hours, 9 to 4, and there'd be somebody there who could help you get information about it.
Absolutely.
Yes. So, Barb, as we've said, there's several rooms. If you haven't been there, you really need to go because it's easy to get to. There's special parking.
Yes.
Right outside the door. Mm-hmm. So I think that's a good place to start, too. You don't have to worry about how far you're going to walk and all that sort of thing. And easy to get into.
Handicapped accessible.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So it's a good place to go. And I know it has had its ups and downs in terms of attendance. And I'm sorry to say, it had gotten a reputation for a while of having not really good food.
Well, that's what I've heard. And I've eaten there. And I like it.
It's changed.
It's changed.
Yes.
And I think people need to give it a second chance if they tried the first time. And we're now there to help educate them. You're never too old to learn something new.
Well, and things change. You know, mm-hmm. It's not like, I forgot what I knew. I do that too. But
yeah.
There's so much stuff going on in our heads sometimes. But there's always something new that we need to keep up with too. Going back to meals, do you have a menu coming up that you'd like to share with us?
Well, the October menu that's out.
How about next Monday? Not Monday. They're not open on Monday for meals.
Not for meals.
How about Tuesday?
Tuesday they have oven fried chicken, whipped potatoes, carrots, multi-grain bread, fresh bananas, coffee, milk.
Sounds like a good meal to me.
It does. And I've eaten meal there, and it's good food.
Okay.
So I don't want people to be turned off by that.
Right.
And if for nothing else, come down and see me.
Yeah, of course.
Because I can talk to anybody.
That's true, Barb. That's true. So Senior Center, just remember that it's there and try out. Now, one of the problems could be transportation.
Correct. And there are people in the community that are willing, if the need is there, to go and get people. Again, they have to contact the center, figure out what's going on as far as where they live, what time they want to come. Most people come about 10:30, and they'll play cards or they'll put a puzzle together. And then they eat at noon. So it kind of depends if you want to come earlier in the morning or if you want to stay later. Some people eat and leave. Others hang around and play cards again or do some other activity.
Mm-hmm. And there's a couple people there. You might want to give their names and their phone numbers.
Yes. Laura Studelberg is the actual manager of the center. And she manages the menu and the foods. So she is at 712-549-2535. And then Gerald Hansen, many of your listeners know him. He is the chairman of the center, and he's got lots of information he can give you. His number is 712-254-3870, and you can always call me.
And I was going to say, if you have a phone book, well, you could find Angels Care in the phone book under Council Bluffs, but you could find Barb Fisher. Is your name listed as Barb or just your husband's name?
I think it's listed as Randy.
Okay, got to know which Fisher.
Yeah, there's only like 3 F's in Marnie's phone book.
And only one Fisher,
and
right?
And only one Fisher.
Okay, so Randy Fisher. Barb says, just call her at home if that's what you need to do and that's what you remember. And, people may want to just kind of check out with you a little more. We have a few minutes to talk about, but if they have any questions, they really need to call you.
Absolutely. And if they have just health questions, I'll be glad to help them with that and guide them down the path. I really want people to be healthy and in the community involved.
Okay, and Senior Center is one place to do that. So, Barb, we've talked about Angels Care Home Health and probably in the Council Bless phone book or at Randy Fisher in Marnie. We've talked about the community classrooms that are happening at the Senior Center and about the Senior Center. So lots of information out there. We want to thank you very much, Barb Fisher, for visiting with us.
No problem, anytime.
Okay, until next time, here's the thought. The best sermons are lived, not preached.